Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like that.
Man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll be hitting the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why? We got Trump in the truck for Donald Trump. We got Trump in the truck.
Catch his little puss ass and give him this 100 round
drunk.
Boy ain't even white,
you yellow.
He said your date's own daughter, you a sicko.
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio. That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago. Don't come to Baltimore unless you want that.
What's going on, everybody? You're now rocking with the True Team, and I am your host, Genuine. We also have Miss Sweeta Carter, a.k.a. Switchblade Carter, and we have Shaharzan Carter. Ooh, I'm glad to know that Shaharzan is fine, which makes me feel absolutely great inside. Now, tonight's episode, it's going to be jam-packed for real. And the show is called Make Up to Break Up. We're going to discuss something that we all have been noticing, that a lot of the celebrities have been going through a lot of makeups to breakups and breakups again for real. You know, and they go through this vicious cycle right here. And it seems as though that a lot of times, it's like, it's too much going on. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to jump right in. And, of course, I don't know if anybody heard about it, but Drew Barrymore, after 3 years of being married, is getting a divorce. And it seems as though that, I mean, this is our third time going down, you know, going down this pathway or whatever. And my question is, what is really going on right now? Like, is there something wrong with her? Something wrong with, I'm just trying to figure out what is really going on, because a lot of times they'll say, well, maybe it's because, you know, she doesn't have maybe like the gumption to be able to stay married. I mean, some people are not meant to be married, you know? And that's what, where I'm with it right now. For like, I just feel like some people are not meant to be married. And what ends up happening is we get to this safety place, whatever, where, you know, we would love to stay married. We would love to have that one special person that treats us like gold. At the same time, sometimes being married could be, you know, something that can hurt you more than help you, you know? And a lot of times people say, well, that's not true. It is true, you know? And so I want to know what y'all guys think right here. Call in right now at 929-477-3273. Now, also, I'm noticing that the same pattern is going on with none other Halle Berry. You know, and people say, well, you know, I definitely do not agree with, you know, what they've been saying about Halle Berry, but here's my question. Now, we all know that Halle Berry has been going through some crazy times or whatever. So the question I have is, when does it become okay for people just to break up, make up, and break up again? You know, we've seen it so many different times. And then what makes it worse is that the celebrities are going through marriages like they do their drawers, or like they do their plastic surgeons and stuff like that for them, you know? And it seems like it's just a vicious cycle right here, you know, when it comes down to it for them. And I think that it should be a way where we should be able, like, for instance, if celebrities feel like they want to run around and do whatever, don't get married. You know, we had so many instances where celebrities were having sex with other people's wives and just doing crazy stuff. And once again, I say, if you do not at all want to be married or what have you, please do me a favor. Don't get married. You know, the problem that I have is you have a sea of people right now who decide that they want to get married, not because it's a good idea. You feel me? They want to get married to have the paper. You know? And, I mean, it just irritates me so much because, you know, people don't realize that when you take it to that level, okay? When you take it to that level, now all of a sudden, you are now playing with somebody else's emotions, of especially marriage. You know, people think marriage is just easy, or what have you. You know, I'm not married, so I can't tell you everything or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't tell you everything, but what I can tell you is that, yes, if you definitely want to get married, by all means, get married, but make sure that you want to be there. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that this is what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to happen with that is you're going to become so bitter. You know? You're going to be so bitter. You're going to feel like, hold up, what the fuck am I doing here? See what I'm saying? You're going to feel like, I cannot believe at all that this is where I'm at right now, you know? And I have something to say about Halle Berry because, you know, I'm not going to hold nothing back because we need to discuss this, okay? We need to discuss this, definitely. And we want to know what you think about this. What do you feel about celebrities and how they are so prone to breakups, to makeups, to breakups, right again, for real? I mean, do you think this is a frequent matter? Call in right now on 929-477-3273. Now, there, we got that out the way. We're going to debut song by Meezy, FGE / Boy Entertainment member, featuring me. It's called No Heart. Let's get it.
Got no heart for these niggas, word is 10 man. Love don't live it, bro, you used to be fam. Now you don't even exist, you were close to me. Watch how you're approaching me, man, honestly. I'm just tired of the fuckery. The city is so wild and I'm just trying to make it out, though. I'm putting no for me, no devil, I'm not selling my soul. This world's so cold, everybody wants the spotlight. But when it comes out to that road, half of the people wouldn't make it. You got some people that get shot, niggas be in jail for some stupid shit. And I'm looking like, what the hell, some other people get locked up for no reason because of the fear. Yeah, problem too, you're trying to sue a person even dead. All I see is violence, and there ain't no silence. Back to the topic, these people just be faking me, stop it. Seriously, drop it, you don't get no love at all. You ain't nothing but a buster, kill yourself, I suggest you fall. Back where the trust at, I don't trust none of you niggas. Got that Ray Charles fear, I can't see none of you niggas. You a snake in my eyes, but I'm so fearless. I swear nowadays, man, the world should be so careless. But I'm moving on to build it strong. Yeah, I got no heart for these niggas, man.
Nah,
no love for nobody. Say, no love for a nigga. Yeah, no love for a bitch. I'm just trying to get this money, I'm just trying to live life, I'm just trying to get rich. I don't hang with people like that, not a crowd type of person, fuck this rap shit. Success waiting, man, I'm trying to earn it, I'm on my way, standing tall. Man, I'm trying to go harder, bro, I'm so serious. Fast and furious, RIP Paul Walton, finna do this for the fam and my grandparents. And the people who I mostly know that didn't make it. I told my homies be safe and hope they don't get hurt. So many years I've been stressed out, got kicked in the dirt. Fuck these other niggas, they get no respect for me. And fuck these hoes too, they ain't can really be peace. Generation fucked up, look at this world, don't you see? New Baltimore is more dangerous than the wire. Niggas claim they fresh, but they been expired. And lately I've been taking a lot, and the people that I got lost hope. Still trying to shine on a lot of you haters. Trying to go above average on a lot of you haters.
Scooting
your ass like a gun, don't make me pull the trigger.
Ain't no
Gave you the middle finger and left that bitch linger. This a pissed off citizen, not an R&B singer. And lately, I ain't been feeling so patriotic. All the bullshit that's been happening got me feeling so psychotic. Like I wanna go to Ferguson and kill Darren Wilson. Then they say that I'm the next nigga for the picking. Listen, I'm not a rapper or a raper. This the Taliban killing random people beyond paper. And how you gotta wear a vest just to go to the corner store? Cause you don't know if the law is going straight. Pause. Oh shit, I can't breathe, motherfucker. Was the last words uttered by Gunner, motherfucker. But she still took him out anyway. Now is it wrong for letting Sidney praise in a coward any game? It's time for all of us to march too and spring into action like April 1st or March 2. Then they get mad when they bread their every story as well. Men of course symbolizes that we living in hell. Sorry mama, but tonight I'm with the protesters, which will probably be the night that I get arrested. All because I feel like life is so beautiful. Black, white, Hispanic, yeah, it's all beautiful. Racism against time or races of all kinds. Using the power of a tongue without the nine. Because without the heart, I'm dead on arrival. But fuck it, I'ma go and find the steam called survival.
See, and that right there is, you know, a statement right there. Now, as you saw right there, that was Meezy featuring me, Genuine with No Heart. And it shows you that you know, at all aspects that we are paying attention to what's going on right now. So let's get back to what we're talking about today, makeups to breakups and beyond. Now, what I wanted to do was to figure out what type of people are like really out here. I mean, think about it like this. There's a whole list of people as we speak right now that are celebrities that have either broken up, got divorced, separated, whatever the case may be. Now, the craziest part about this right here is the people who are breaking up right here. You know what I'm saying? For instance, just found out that, you know, Shondaland star, you know, Lizzo Well and her husband filed for divorce, you know? And this is somebody off of How to Get Away with Murder, you know? And you look at it like, What amazes me is that people throw away so much, you know? And that's why I go back to my original statement about if you are not happy. See, the thing is, people mistake, you know, love and all that stuff, you know? And the thing is, these two have been married for 9 years, okay? Question is, why not just try to work it out? Because I'm telling you, people nowadays get all unequal arms or whatever for the fact that when people say, oh, I'm getting a divorce, do you believe that the reason why they are getting a divorce is because maybe they just fell out of love with each other for that particular moment in time or whatever? I think that's what it is, you know? And sometimes we have unequally yoked people getting together. And then we just found out just today that the wife of Columbus Short has reportedly filed a temporary restraining order against the former Scandal star. And I'm like, see, now, and that's what I'm announcing. I cannot tell you why he even married her in the first place, you know? I thought that the reason why he married her because of her past. Maybe he thought, well, okay, well, I have, like, the best sex of my life. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he thought that he's able to change her into, you know, something better than what she was with. I mean, and I'm not saying that she wasn't getting herself together, because she really was, you know. But you realize that, you know, she didn't make a name for herself kind of like the same way how Monica Lewinsky made a name for herself, you know. And a lot of times when we want a happy home, sometimes people are willing to do whatever, whenever, however, to get that happy home. Now, allegedly, Columbus cheated, of course. And so, you know, she put him out. And the thing is, I just feel like if you're going to cheat, don't get married. If you're going to cheat, either have an open relationship with a person that's down for something like that, or just don't be together with the person. But then you have Halle Berry, and I don't know, guys. You know, I don't know, guys. Everybody listening out there, I don't know, guys. I don't know. Like, just, she's been out in and out of relationships. Her and J-Lo, you know. But Halle Berry takes the cake for me because she's beautiful, you know. But, guys, tell me something right now. Call me up right now. 929-477-3273. Let me know, like, what do you think the problem is? You know, there has to be a reason why people do not at all on the stay together with Halle Berry. Now, I mean, look at her track record here now. Come on now. You know, look at people who she was with, and then look at the fact that people, the guys who she was with, cheated on her, you know, most of them anyway. And the ones that didn't cheat on her actually just was like, I guess they were sick and tired of it for her, you know. And I'm like, every person that she was with either stepped out on her or just left her alone for her. Now, the question is, it's the box huff, you know. She seems like she's a very sexually fluent type of person, but it's the box huff. Is she a nagger where she just likes to complain and bitch all the time? I don't know, but it got to be something, you know. Same thing with, you know, Miss Stephens. Well, right now, where she is right now, Miss Short. Something got to be with her, you know. You know, she's been out in and out of relationships, so is J-Lo, you know. And the difference is, to me, with I think J-Lo was going through the niggas that she was going through just to see who was going to stick around or whatever. Was it for the fame or was it for the fact that she loves it? Now, Casper, the man she's currently with right now, you can tell he actually loves it for her. You know what I'm saying? And that's different. But then you have people who enjoy, I mean, totally enjoy just running through people's relationships, whatever. Then you got the state rewarding in the court Hulk Hogan for one stepping out on his relationship with another man's wife or what have you. And then he gets mad because somebody, you know, released the indiscretion without his consent, and he gets rewarded over $100 million. I mean, over that, much over that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. Like, so in order for you to have this form of indiscretion or whatever, it's cool to have it's cool to step out. I mean, that's what they're saying to people who like to cheat. It's cool to step out, you know. A lot of times we don't even really get the fact that it's a lot of crap out here. People are catching a lot of unwanted babies have been born because people want to step out because they feel bored in their own relationships and want to step out. The other thing is, no man wants a nagging woman. No man wants a woman that bitches and complains all the time. Same thing with a woman. No woman wants a bitch-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I feel like at the end of the day, we should have, it should be a code. And women, just as men, you guys know wholeheartedly what you guys and girls want. You know? The problem with it is that you guys, you know, do not at all want to actually wait on what God has in store for you. Like, you guys want to pray to him, but go seek and find on your own. And he's like, whoa, what you doing? What you doing here, you know? And guarantee you this, the people that's listening out there, this is something that I'm going to say to you guys. You can get mad all you want. I don't care. But if you know for a fact that you are dating a woman and a man, that you just, everything that you do, whatever with that man or with that woman, whatever you do, you just can't seem to be happy with that man or that woman or whatever, guess what? That's not for you. What you got right there is a seasonal player. He's seasonal. And how you know he's seasonal is that when you guys go out or you guys have an argument, if you are absolutely quick to not only judge the situation or judge the person who you're with or whatever, that's totally different. But if you're willing to just throw in the towel immediately, and that's supposed to be your baby, your boo, nah, that's not real love. You know? And here's another thing. If you celebrities or even non-celebrities want to be in love, remember, love, it takes two people to love. I've been hurting my past, whatever, so has my co-host. So we know. At the same time, you shouldn't let nobody break your spirits. You know, I was thrown out of a person's house yesterday because, you know, it seems like to me she just wanted what she wanted, how she wanted it, or whatever. And to me, here's my thing. You can't play defense. People out there, listen to what I'm saying to you. Stop playing defense. Either you're going to be with a person or you're not. Either you're going to be down for that person or you're not. But don't play both sides. It doesn't work that way. If you are a serial cheater or a person who loves absolutely, I mean loves every kind of thing that walks the face of this planet, stop getting with people. Stop. Just be like, look, relationships are not for me, marriage is not for me. But don't get into a relationship or a marriage thinking that, one, you're going to change, because you're not going to change. Because who you are at the beginning of a relationship is who you're going to be at the end of it. If you are a lover, that's what you're going to be at the beginning and the end. If you are a caring type of man or woman, that's who you're going to be. But if you are serial, if you are a chronic serial person who just cheats, can't forgive, can't love, guess what, ladies and gents? This is exactly who you are. Start faking the funk and acting like everything is cool, because it's not. I want to say that, you know, I'm sorry that these people are breaking up, because love is a beautiful thing. Now, anybody who wanted to comment on anything you heard today, call in right now, 929-477-3273. Call in right now, or we will absolutely share this right here on to Facebook, and we will have you guys to comment after you heard it or whatever, and to see what you think about that for real. And here's what I will leave with you guys tonight. If you have the power inside of you to love anybody, or have the opportunity to find love, please, by all means, take care of that person and enjoy the moment, because those moments come far, few, and in between. Guaranteed you. So we are out right now, and I am Genuine. My co-host will be back tomorrow, and this right here, and we want to thank you so much for joining in with us today and listening. And this is exactly what it is. We thank you. Peace.